poker and spades, dominoes, dice, darts, and charades. Eight ball, nine ball, 42 moon, I ain't playing games with you.
I ain't playing games with you. All right, more Max Stalling.
42.
42
See,
moon.
I love that because you know.
Yeah, if you don't have like 42 moon, you're not from Texas. We are so excited we get to go see Max Stalling this Friday. Me and Carrie were talking about it today, back and forth on email, and going over our playlist of wish lists of songs he would play, and songs we don't care if he doesn't play.
Yeah.
So, cool. There's out of all Max Stalling songs, there's only one that I hit next on my playlist.
Really?
I skip.
Of all the songs?
Yeah, four albums, I think.
Wow.
That's pretty good. I mean, yes. I can't even say that about Rubber Roll Key. Hmm. So, it's pretty good.
No, I can't.
I can't. But you like Max.
Oh, yeah. I love Max Stalling. It's got his voice is smooth.
Smooth.
So, did Jen and Dave, like, do something with that whole... That whole survey we had to take about the Oscars?
Yeah, we didn't.
They doing something with that?
Yeah, we didn't win.
Well, I didn't think I would win.
There were good prizes.
There was?
I was a little shocked at the prizes.
They had good prizes?
Yeah. I was like, well, if I'd have known, I would have been a little more.
I would have tried a little harder. I went at the 11th hour, slammed them out there. I mean, it was getting ready to start in like 15 minutes when I turned mine in.
I would have paid more.
But I guess I probably only got 8 right, which is probably about right out of 24. I don't know. Some of them I didn't even know what they were. I just guessed.
Right.
It's kind of like when I went to the primary. I went to vote for the primary. Uh-huh. There were some judges I'd never even heard of.
That's a good thing, though.
Is it better to just not vote for them or to just guess?
Well, the thing is, you don't really want to know all the judges.
Shimbra.
I mean, you would have a reason to prepare, you know, to be.
I mean, I didn't know any of them because.
Well, if you read the paper, you would know what they stood for. And
well, true, I suppose.
We got the local paper and read it.
Yeah. I mean, I pay attention to all the other things, but the judges, I didn't know a thing about. I mean, Judge Newsom wasn't on there, so.
He wasn't?
No.
Why not?
Is he still on the Democratic ticket?
No.
He just may not be up.
He's not up yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Faith and Brad, it's Amy walking in the spirit.
Hello, Amy walking in the spirit.
Oh, wait, before you let Amy tell this, it's funny. So I go, did I tell you this? I go to the primary, I go to vote, and I stand. Nope. I guess I forgot it was the primary, because I don't vote very often in primaries.
Yes.
So I walk in, and the lady says, well, would you like a Democratic ticket or Republican?
Yeah, you told me this.
And I went, well... Neither.
I vote independent.
Neither.
I vote for the person.
she goes, you have to pick one. And I went, and I was stopped for a second. I went, this is a primary, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the Republican ticket. I felt like such an idiot. But then I've talked to several people about it. I laughed at this, and they're like, oh, yeah, she's at the, they all... Like a bunch of the women up at school were talking about it, and they were like, "Well, it's a primary, and normally most people don't vote in primaries, but this just happens to be a big deal primary here." Mm-hmm. And so,
well, it's a big deal primary all over. Because
I was just thinking if they
because
like
we're not
it was everywhere.
Yeah, because this isn't so much about waiting to vote for Republicans after the primary's done. This is about getting conservative, politicians
right.
In there and getting the old politicians out of there.
Right.
So, anyway.
I don't like it that I have to choose Republican or Democrat.
The state governor primary made national news because it was such a landslide. I mean, it wasn't really a huge landslide.
Well, it didn't seem that high at first.
But it was a huge landslide. When I say huge landslide, it was a huge turnout for the primary. Way more than ever done before.
But I mean,
there was not a large turnout for the Democratic primary.
Really?
Yeah,
did Medina? Did she disrupt anything?
No, she got 10% or so. She was way down after Glenn
Beck.
After Glenn Beck sideswiped her and torpedoed her.
Yeah,
I was really hoping she'd do better.
Oh, what did Kay Bailey do?
She got 36.
Okay. So he still he got 52. Oh, more than half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a decisive victory.
Okay.
And, but it was, you know.
Well, doesn't it have to be? Doesn't have to be over half?
It has to be in the majority, primary? Yeah, or there's a runoff. Yes. Yeah. It has to be a simple majority or there's a runoff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he did that. He did fine.
Okay. I was concerned when I was watching them.
But
tally.
Nobody else cares except us.
I know. Why are we talking about
this? I don't know. Let's move on.
I'm getting caught up on my podcast because, yes, I fell behind again. Have been busy with work and life and all that good.
How could you fall behind? We haven't put out
a podcast. We haven't done anything.
It's impossible to get behind.
Stuff. I absolutely loved the Groove Shark, all playing all the like cheesy 80s.
We have another Groove Shark. We have plenty already submitted for another Groove Shark show. So that is coming up. Probably not till next week, but we will get to that.
Tops and bottoms of those songs. Excellent. That just brought back so much nostalgia and memories. Thank you for doing that. Pretty much all of those songs except for Kidges, I knew, and were so fun to hear. And actually, today at work, I shot an email. We did like a round to my coworkers, and we had a ton of fun talking about via email all of the cheesy 80s songs, and that was a ton of fun. So thank you very much. You just actually sent off a wide range of fun stuff at my job. Anyway, there's a couple of people like in bands that I thought of that were kind of included in some of the other people's lists, but not specific names of the songs. And, well, one of them was. I don't know if they played Mr. Roboto.
No, they didn't.
And
no.
Anyway, I thought of some of the mainstream singers or band members such as Wham, Prince, Crisscross.
I had Wham and Prince on mine.
It's on the block, and then all those pursuing.
Crisscross is not a band.
Crisscross was two little kids.
It was two little kids with their clothes on backwards.
And was that still the 80s? I think that was way later, wasn't it? And I had Wham. Wham was on my list.
Yeah.
I didn't leave Wham out. And George Michael. Thank you. Later on.
Wake me up.
After
before
Wham.
You go, go.
That's right. Thank you. And I had Prince. I had Kiss because we had a discussion about whether it should have been on there because it was, I wasn't the right age, but I was when that song came out because it came out, what, 87? It was on his Purple Rain album.
Which was, which song?
Kiss. Wasn't that on Purple Rain?
No, it wasn't on Purple Rain. It was on Under the Cherry Moon.
Oh.
Don't question me on my Prince knowledge. I was a big Prince
a Crisscross fan. You were a big Crisscross fan.
I was trying to look
fan.
Up Crisscross. Can't figure out how to spell it. I was a big Prince fan. I liked that stuff.
Okay, so when was that? Because I think you're wrong. I think that it was still.
It was in the 80s, but it was late.
Was
80s.
It way late? Okay, then it could have been
88, probably.
Okay, then that was that was out of the. You're right then. Sorry, but I did say Prince. Just so you know, Amy.
Okay, back to Amy.
Boy bands came out in the 80s or 90s. And then you, of course, had your ones by Cyndi Lauper, Paula Abdul, Madonna. And then Wilson Phillips was a group.
Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, they tried to come back, and their last album sucked. It sucked.
Oh, that's right. You said that they were coming back.
I bought it because I was like, Wilson Phillips came out with a new album. And I went and bought it. It sucked.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure if that was the 90s either.
Wilson Phillips was the 90s.
Because
I wanted her bowl cut.
Two others that were in the 80s, I believe, were Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. And
yeah.
I say,
Debbie Gibson was on my list.
I don't know if you missed the point of the Groove Shark thing. It wasn't about the 80s. It was about songs you listened to when you were a child.
When you were 16.
That's why Kidges were, okay.
13 to 16.
I was a girl
back then. Kidges were like from 2 years ago.
Back then, of course, and still am, of course. That was a stupid comment. But anyway, I loved Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. And actually, I will say that I did go to their concerts. But anyway, so.
Really?
I think we're alone now.
Did you go to the mall to hear him play?
I admit it. So there's another to throw around. All right. I am so enjoying it. And that is something that I'm saving in my iPod to go back to and listen to probably a couple more times because it's a ton of fun. Anyway, loving the podcast and vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios, Amy. And we're back. So, you want to hear something cool? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sunflower.
Doesn't that annoy the dog out of you?
Wait.
5, 2, 3.
There's a zombie on your lawn.
Look, and it's got the little bubble at the bottom of the screen. Remember from the cartoons when you were a kid?
So that you could sing
along. So you can sing along.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what he does. This is what he does. Remember what I talked about yesterday? This is what he does.
No, I beat it. When you beat it, you get that song.
You get the song. I'm in Costco, and I'm listening to There's Zombies on Your Lawn.
No, you weren't, because I hadn't beat the game yet by then. All you were hearing was just the background music.
I heard music.
Okay. But it wasn't Zombies on Our Lawn. All right, we have much more calls.
Oh, we do.
Anyway, I was very proud of that. I beat it.
But good for you. Does that mean you're not going to play anymore?
I beat it. Yes, it means I'm not going to play anymore, ever.
Oh, good.
I'm never going to play anymore, and you're never going to look at your iPhone either.
You know what you have?
I think we should take them back to the store, because I don't think we can handle them. I think they've become between us in our relationship, and we can no longer use them.
You know what you have?
Because
you have
we're not present in the relationship. We are on our phones all the time.
You have a weird thing with Sam that you guys...
We've already talked about my weird thing with Sam.
Sit in the car. You sit in the car and talk.
What? Why is that weird? It was
you're
a beautiful day.
Boys, and boys don't do that. They don't sit in the car and talk.
Boys, it was a beautiful day. We had our windows down. We were talking about.
Yeah, no, you're like
spiritual
you're like,
things.
Like, you're like early dating.
What?
It's like a cute little. It's just cute.
Don't cheapen our relationship.
It's cute. I'm not cheapening it.
You're cheapening it.
I am not.
Yes,
just
you are.
Just because you have a bromance.
Hey, Faith and Brad, it's Amy walking in the spirit.
Hey,
I know
hey.
I always seem to call in kind of in bunches. That's because on my weekend days, I tend to try to get caught up on podcasts. Reason why I fell behind so badly is that I discovered the Norton antivirus was taking up a ton of memory on my laptop. So I bought a new memory card and told...
There's a cure for that. Mm-hmm. It's called Linux. Load Ubuntu on your machine, and you will never have to worry about Norton antivirus ever again. Sorry.
We took out Norton and installed a different edition.
Actually, yeah, a different edition, but I saw a show the other day that said Norton's the best.
Really?
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Best pay version.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on, what was it called? Techzilla? No, it was Engadget. No, it was Techzilla.
Oh, Lord. You watched so many.
And so my dad actually installed the memory card, and it took a while to figure everything out with my computer, so I couldn't download podcasts. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Always have a backup computer. What, do you only have one computer? That's just sad. If you're going to run Windows, you should at least have a Linux backup computer. You can pick up a laptop for $200, put Linux on it. You know what else you can do? Ubuntu actually has a thing called Puppy Linux. You can put it on a USB card, like a USB thumb drive or whatever. And you can boot your computer from the USB drive. So if your Windows crashes, then you can still have a computer to use.
It would be a listener catch-up episode, which was wonderful. And let's see. You talked about, let me back up. On the previous podcast, I mentioned my compassion child who I sponsor, Rose, down in Haiti. And I know, Brad, you are so compassionate in saying, I hope she's okay. And yeah, I do hope that she's okay, too. I received a letter, and she did live in Port-au-Prince, too, with her family. So when the earthquake happened, I definitely have been concerned about her and her family since then. And I received a letter, a general one, saying that things are obviously still crazy down there, and they're still trying to find her and find out if everything is okay, because communication is pretty hard. So I just hope that you can keep her in my prayers. I actually, and also you mentioned, I still sponsor her, of course, but you mentioned that she's probably grown now. She's not. I actually got her when she was like 2, and that was about 8 or 9 years ago. So she's not that old. She's like 12 now. So anyway.
Good
she's
to know.
Wonderful, and I'll definitely sponsor her until she turns 18, because that's when...
We are now at the halfway mark of this call.
Is Space Turtle nearby? Because she's walking.
And I know.
I'm just wondering if Space Turtle's going to come zooming in there.
Space Turtle's married. I happen to know his wife's name's not Amy.
Oh.
And Amy's single, so...
Amy is?
Amy.
Oh, okay.
Not Amy.
Okay. Just checking.
You no longer sponsor the child. But anyway, Faith, I hope that you don't think that I'm not including you in the calls. I definitely need to say hello to you too, Faith. I don't mean to only speak to Brad.
It's fine with me.
I have no issue.
And let's see, last thing that I was going to call about, Ken mentioned the weather down in Florida, and I know that this year the reason why we had such weird weather is because of it being El Nino, which the winds...
Don't give me that El Nino crap. You're buying into that? That's just weathermen going, we don't know. That's all El Nino, you know what El Nino means in Spanish? We don't know! That's what it means!
It means we're giving it a name because we don't know.
Ugh. El Nino, global warming, climate change. It's all a bunch of hooey. It's all the veil pulled over our eyes to further put us under their control.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Things are totally shifting, and pretty much the western side of the country has really mild weather, and then over on the east, you guys have been getting slammed over there, and I definitely feel for you. I know that Maryland, Virginia...
Nobody had ever heard of El Nino before, like, 5 years ago, or whenever the last one came through. Then it was like, oh, it's El Nino.
In the early 90s, yeah, I remember that.
But before that, nobody knew El Nino.
Nobody knew it, because somebody made it up.
Printing Farmer's Almanacs for 300 years. No El Nino in there. I'm sorry. It just gets under my skin. They just make stuff up.
Do you think your grandpa's stick was better?
My grandpa could walk across the yard with a birch, green birch stick and tell you where water was 20 feet under the ground.
Do you think that worked well?
It did work well.
He dug
a lot of wells that way. Had a professional well digger come in and do that little sonar thing, and he told them where to dig. And they did their little sonar thing. He said, no, over here is better. And so they dig over there, and they went down, they never hit water. He said, will you please? He says, I'll let you dig there, but if you don't find water, I'm not paying. You have to, you know. So he only paid for one hole, and he got his hole, and they dug where he told them.
And it's still there.
Still there. Still producing water. Of course, now you can take a spoon out in the yard and get water. Because El Nino.
Yeah.
The wettest couple of years we've ever had.
Good thing I bought those rain boots.
All of you have had a really rough winter, and I do feel for you. I know that even I have a friend in Florida who bought a space heater because it did get down into temperatures that you're just not normally used to, and I definitely feel for you. And over here in Washington, we've had a really extremely mild winter. Our precipitation has been like hardly anything at all.
There's another made-up word, precipitation. Made that word up too for rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting this year with the Olympics up in Vancouver. When the Olympics first just began, which has been pretty recently, they were actually very concerned about the snow levels up there because of the weird year that we've had. But apparently they're getting okay snow. So anyway, Brad and Faith, I'm sorry that this call is so long. If you want to break it up into two different shows, feel free. I know my calls tend to be long. I just have lots to cover.
You get to hear yourself all at once.
Get caught up in my... All right. Anyway, I am loving hearing all the calls from everybody else. It's so neat to listen to the listener catch up as well, although I still like the shows and the different variety. So, all right. Well, keep up the awesome podcasts, and vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Hey, Hey, well, hey there, buddy. Bye. How you doing?
Hey, Buford. What's up?
I just wanted to chime in here on this weather business.
Uh-huh. Well, what's that?
Well, listen, I got a bunion.
Mm-hmm.
And that bunion goes to hurting, and I can tell you exactly how far off the storms are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Depending on the throb.
You know, if you wore better shoes, you wouldn't have a bunion.
I got nothing to do with my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I only wear shoes on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. They're not very good shoes, then.
Well, they're not very comfortable, I'll give you that. But they're not for wear,
you a bunion.
But they're not for comfort.
They're
ever looking good.
Right. Right, that's why they're giving you a bunion.
Ah, my Sunday go to meeting shoes.
Uh-huh. Giving you a bunion.
How can they give me a bunion? I wear them for 1 hour once a week.
Oh, well, they're bad shoes.
Oh, no, no. My boots, I wear my boots every day.
Are your boots still a little tight?
No, no, no. I've had this bunion since I was 12. And before that, my grandfather had it. He gave it to me in his will.
He gave it to you?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
And it can predict. It's not a curse, it's a blessing.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know when to plant and when to reap and when to take all my clothes in off the line. If you ever need to know the weather, you just call me.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Tell you
I
how
will.
Dry it's going to be or how wet it's going to be.
Okay. I don't want to know about the weather now, though. So,
and I got
does
this
that
little,
mean you'll go?
You see this little spot on my ear, this little bump right here on my ear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When that goes to hurting, it's going to hell.
Oh. That's good.
Yep. When that sucker right
hurt?
There. No, it don't hurt right now.
Okay. Okay. Does your bunion hurt?
No, no. Okay. Bunion's fine. It's going to be clear weather tomorrow.
Okay. Good. Good to know. Good to know. Why don't you go sleep under
spot?
The stars?
You see this little spot on my elbow right here?
Uh-huh.
I got that when I fell off a combine when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, you see that scar right there? When that turns red,
uh-huh.
It's going to snow. It rarely ever happens, but if that turns red right, you see that right there.
Mm-hmm.
If that see that little blood vein going right through the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of gross, isn't it? You look, you can see the blood
yeah,
pumping.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, if that turns red,
uh-huh.
It's gonna snow.
That's good to know. I'm glad. Okay, before you go any further south on things that tell the weather,
further south.
Yeah.
What you mean, ma'am?
I just wondering, you were working on something for kids or something?
Oh, the quadraphonic turkey system. Oh, it's almost finished. Oh,
okay.
Oh, this is the sweetest puppy you've ever seen in your whole life. A quadraphonic turkey system.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my word. It's going to be something.
Why are you making this for kids?
Well, it because he wanted one.
Oh, he asked for one?
No, not necessarily in those words, no.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Dave called and told me that he wanted
one. Oh, so this is Dave's fault.
Not Dave's fault. He was just telling me that'd be a nice thing for me to do.
Oh, to do this for kids.
It's sort of a ministry.
Okay, yeah.
I do
quadraphonic turkey. What?
System.
Okay.
Now, this is 3.0 beta, though.
Oh, so yeah. It's pretty slow?
No, I hadn't got it to make a turkey yet.
Oh.
I did get really good turkey broth out of it, though.
Hmm. Well, that's good.
About 90 proof. But I'm still working on it. It's going to be awesome when it's finished, let me tell you. Well, listen,
okay.
I better get
okay.
back out there because the steam's building up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not the closet. It's the wrong door. Hold on.
I didn't want to see his bunions.
I didn't
want to see the veins. I didn't want to see any whatever red blood spots. I didn't want to see bumps on his ears.
He's got a whole weather forecast system
yeah,
going there.
He does. It's a little scary. Can he stay out?
He's got a trailer. He can go inside if
yeah.
he wants to.
Yeah. Keep thinking he'll get electrocuted at some point on his
what?
On his pie plate three
That's not
out there.
A good thing to wish on people. It's not very nice at all.
Yes, Faith and Brad, it's Amy walking in the spirit.
What?
I just listened to
No.
You have to wait.
You have to wait. Your time has been up. If you want your own podcast, then create it yourself.
She's hijacking ours.
I'm just kidding. We love to hear you feel better. She called in three more times.
We need some variety.
She called in three more times. She was behind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Brad, and get better, Faith. This is Jeff Roney, and so I just wanted to say that Brad did a great job interviewing Mr. Scott Roche on the fly there. And
it was really nice.
I think, you know, not that I don't like Faith, and not that I don't like to hear Helen here and there, but, you know, I think it's nice that Brad does some little different things like interviewing and that kind of thing. But it was different. It was fun, but certainly missed Faith. And
well, just so you know, Jeff, this was not an interview because you are the interview king, and you're very good at it. And so this was not an interview. It was just Scott doing a show with me, so that was fun. But I wasn't even trying to pretend that, because you're the master.
Hope she comes back soon. So
she's back.
I'm here.
Anyway,
she's right here.
I think I covered all the bases there, so nobody gets mad at me.
Who's going to get mad at you?
So, mad at you. San Diego. So greetings from San Diego. And this is Jeff Roney with a new blog.
That's right.
Called Men Are Dumb and I Should Know. And the blog, Earl, is menaredumb.roneyzone.com. So, haven't really infuriated any women as yet. So I'm kind of happy with myself. But we talk about how women and men see different things and just a lot of different topics. So. Anyway, talk to you soon. See
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jeff talks.
Hello, Helen. This is John.
Whoops. Hello.
Stop. Why are you calling
and
Helen?
I am calling to thank
this
you
is a long,
for...
It's a long... It's a different one. Sorry. That was for the Skeeter Bar Show.
What are you doing?
What?
You're playing the wrong calls.
I know. I'm out of control. Anyway, yeah, I was going to actually plug that because I'd heard about it on the Jen and Dave show.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went to check it out. It was pretty cool. And... I was going to plug it, but he beat me to it. But that's okay. I mean, that's cool. That's cool.
It's all good. It's his show.
Two more calls. Oh, that's Skeeter Bar. Can't play that one.
Can't play Skeeter Bar.
Nope, nope. And let's see. So one more call here.
What do we got?
Hey, squirrel. This is Chipmunk.
It's Chipmunk.
Hello,
I am
Chipmunk.
From Texas.
Texas?
You're in
Texas and you didn't call and let me know?
Actually in Texas for... basic training for the Air Force. So I was calling you guys for the first time.
At Fort Hood?
In Texas. I was going to let you guys know that. All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Cool. Congratulations.
Wow.
Awesome.
Is he in Fort Hood? We don't know.
He didn't say. It's classified.
It's classified
He'd have
information.
To kill you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He would tell you
he can't kill me.
Take you out.
He can take me out.
He could take you out. He's learning how to take a chipmunk out. Learn how to take people out, right?
I was at lunch today.
You were
with the third and fourth and fifth graders.
Really?
And one of the boys, Garrett, he was getting his stuff together, and I picked up something on the floor, and one of the little girls said, "What is that?" And I said, "Oh," and it was one of those you know, those little combos. Is that what they are? Those little pretzels with they look like a little...
Oh, yeah.
Those little combo... Is that what they are? Is that right?
Yeah.
It looked like that. I don't know if that's what it was. And
they
fact that I picked it up
outside,
on the floor means I have worked in this school for a very long time. So...
That's not a raisin!
I picked it up, and he goes, "What's that?" He says, "It's an acorn." I says, "Not an acorn? What are we..." He goes, "You're a squirrel." And he did it just like, you know, an up. "It's a squirrel."
Squirrel.
And I said, "I am a squirrel." And he went, "You're a squirrel?" And then, of course, he's a boy. So, you eat acorns? You eat acorns. And then he goes, "You squirrel?"
Yeah, you can't.
And then he does the whole thing. And then
you
and
can't
that was
joke
that.
Around.
He had no
boys.
Idea. He didn't know.
Boys don't. Boys can't joke around.
One of the boys fell in a giant mud pit today. And he had to have his dad come and bring him clean clothes because he was on the monkey bars and he fell in the mud.
There you go. If you would like to call and participate in the show, the number is 206-350-6956. Tune in next week when we will be doing another Groove Shark show and another romantic marriage show.
Yes, we will.
Well, we will give you $20 ideas. Mm. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We'll work our way up.
We'll work our way up.
It's Meemaw's birthday today. Everybody say,
"Happy birthday, Meemaw!"
Yes.
So we will be going over there to celebrate her birthday tomorrow. My mother's birthday is next week, so we're going this weekend to celebrate her birthday. My brother's birthday was last weekend.
It was 2 weeks ago.
But we were sick, so we're going to do that this weekend.
Or 3 weeks ago, something like that.
We were sick.
26th.
Anyway. We were sick.
Yes, we were. So, yeah.
Cool. The 26th was last week.
It was?
Yeah. We were sick.
It's already the 9th.
I know.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
That's not even possible. That was 2 weeks ago
February
or three.
Is a short month.
Oh. Well, it's still 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to wrap it
what
up
What did we
here?
Do this Friday? We had something, because we had something every week. What did we do Friday?
I have no idea. I don't remember. Oh, we went to Rockwall. Because I was still recovering.
That's right. Okay. That's that. There you have it. There it is. It's all over now.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Vaya con Dios.
We are... Can't vaya con Dios.
Why? Here. You said it was over and done and finished and all over.
Kaput.
Finite.
I really enjoyed doing yesterday's show with you. It was very fun.
I know. I enjoyed it too.
The Cheap Dates. Nice. Cheap Dates show.
Uh-huh.
There are new Fishwits at fishwits.com.
Are there really?
There are.
Huh. Since when have you been doing those again?
Yeah. Just kind of something.
Just felt like it?
Sometimes I get a bug.
Yeah.
I have no release dates. And
You can't put a release date on an artist. You just can't.
Eh. Well, you can.
Yeah.
But Charles Schultz or something.
Yeah. But
not on me.
Not on Brad.
I asked Brad Nash if I could deduct the loss... if I could deduct my loss of attention for this year.
Uh-huh.
So I had a deficit of attention this last year. If I deduct it from my taxes, he said no.
Oh.
He said no.
No, no.
No, no. But he does hate QuickBooks. I don't know why he hates
QuickBooks. He hates QuickBooks?
Yeah.
Like Quicken? Is that different?
QuickBooks. I think Quicken and QuickBooks are two different things.
Are they?
Pretty okay. sure.
Huh. I liked Quicken when I used it.
Did you?
A long time ago. Mm-hmm. Seeing as I don't do bills anymore.
I am going with our new project. I think we're going with an accountant and we'll let him mess with
it. Let him
that.
Figure it out. It's a good idea.
Whatever program he uses.
We'll just go with that.
Yeah, that's
we're
fine with me.
We're going to go with that program. We're going to get even, that program. We're
I
just
don't
gonna,
even want to know.
We're just going to put it in.
Oy. Oh, you think we'll have to do something? We'll have to put it in? I don't know how it works. I thought I'd just send him the receipts.
No, you...
Here's all my money. Here's all my bills.
Is that your plan?
That's my plan.
It's your evil plan.
Pay them.
Great.
Pay them for me, please.
I'm glad you thought this through. Scare me. I'm not going to talk about this anymore because it makes me have a... I start to get... This
little tinge in the back of your neck.
This little twitch in my neck, and it's just to really hurt.
Hopefully, we can't say anything yet, but hopefully we'll be making announcements about that soon. Let you know what's going on there. It might affect the show, because I'm thinking it's going to take up a lot of our time. So we'll see.
We shall see. Everybody's going to freak out. See, you can't do that.
Well,
apparently you can.
Apparently I can. Two Blinds Girls is not going away. There's no huge thing like that. We just may go to a weekly show or have to or something like that. Something like that. And really enjoying Skeeter Bar. That's not going away. I'm enjoying doing that.
Yeah, she enjoys it too.
I actually registered at SkeeterBar.com. Of course, if you go there, you'll get a 404 screen right now. But I did register the domain.
Error.
No, it's not GoDaddy. I registered through HostMonster, so you probably get a HostMonster.
Don't you dare use GoDaddy.
I don't. I don't use GoDaddy anymore.
Yuck.
I still have several registered over there. I got to transfer them over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
Wrap
sick
it up.
Of them.
This is getting sick boring.
It was started off boring. Best part of this show is Amy calling in.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, it's like,
But yet you still talk.
Well, yeah, but next week we'll have a group
You said show. That Scott Roche didn't know how to tell you to shut up because you just kept talking. Well, mm-hmm. I do. Shut up.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that.
It's time to wrap it up.
I am wrapping it up. This is me wrapping it up.
Just talking to talk.
I'm wrapping up. This is me wrapping up. Wrap it up. Wrapping it up. Vasco News, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.